Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anthony, good morning to you.
Hey, Kenny.
Greetings and salutations and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Big playoff baseball start yesterday. It was awesome.
Mitch is terrified of the Detroit Tigers. That all coming up. Does it make you scared of the Tiger? Does it make you scared? Does it make you afraid of the Tigers? Because Mitch is afraid of the Tigers.
No, it's always designed for this right now with the setup. Like, you're waiting. Other teams are playing. And baseball's all about who's getting hot.
Yeah.
And so, by definition, by virtue of whoever wins the series, they're always the hot team coming in. And Detroit's especially hot. So, it makes sense.
I don't play either of them. I don't want to play either of them.
We just don't want to play baseball anymore.
Well, there's a lot of pressure on that. I mean, I do want to play the baseball, but I don't want to play the baseball. It's like Saturday will be here, and I'm nervous. Steven Vogt says he ain't nervous. Maybe more on that coming up in about last night. Rodney McLeod, you can hear that entire interview, 92.3thefan.com. Rodney joins us every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Rodney was with us yesterday. Boy, it sucked. Real quick, it sucked that we could not have any fun with the fumble recovery for a touchdown. You could tell he wanted to move right on past that. I'm like, all right, never mind.
I agree.
No talking about that.
I agree. I mean, we wanted to make the whole show yesterday about that.
Which I haven't for the preview. Yeah, because we didn't want to stare at the elephant in the room. Which I haven't for the preview show tonight. And I'm like, well, yeah, we kind of got to go through the fumble return for a touchdown. And he's not going to want to do it. And I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, buddy. Them's the breaks. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Like, it's just going to be the way. But he did have something poignant about the leadership structure of the team. And is this a fear with Stefanski here with you, or is it something different with the leadership getting in people's ears, chewing them out, this, that, the other? Like, he's never been that guy. Like you heard in the audio in the open, I never have accused him of being a guy who chews people's asses out. So, like, what is there a concern? Is there something that needs to be done for you, or what do you think?
It's just funny as fans, because we right now, fans want an ass kicker. They want somebody who's going to get in the face.
Because they're 1-3.
Of players, yeah. When they're 1-3.
Yeah.
Nobody cared. Like, what was the prevailing thought when they were going on their run in December last year? That, you know what? It's Kevin Stefanski and his approach. The even-keeled approach is why this team is unfazed by the adversity of losing Conklin, Chubb, Watson. And it's that approach, never get too high, never get too low. That's why Kevin Stefanski and his coaching staff, that's why it works. Well, when you're 1-3, none of that. Nobody wants to hear even. Nobody wants to hear,
and you know,
yeah,
why?
Just kind of stay the course. No, we don't want to stay the course. Now we want guys to be taken by the collar and shake them up a little bit and say, hey, the football season's on the line.
Well, you know why that is, too. Because fans get mad, so they want to yell at him. And for a guy like, it's always an emotional game, but you kind of look at it going, you have to balance it out. Like, it can't be, just because they lost, you can't just go in there and overcoach him and run him into the ground. as much as you might want to, as much as you may be mad to. There I think are different ways to do it, but you can't necessarily do that. People don't want to hear that. They want to punish the Browns for losing because they ruined their Sunday and they're mad at them and they want to scream at them. But, I mean, we've had guys. I mean, Mangini was a guy who was a hard ass. There were other guys who have been here that have been cupcakey. But if you're still 1-3, you can just be a really loud, angry 1-3, and then you're playing you out. I think the leadership, no matter what, has to come from within. Like, we see Dan Campbell, and things go pretty well in Detroit right now with Dan Campbell, and he's a tough guy, and I have no doubt he could throw me through a plate glass window. But the leadership in Detroit still, and I think he knows this, has to come from the guys playing. Dan Campbell cannot go out there and make them do it. He can't make them make the plays. It's the same thing that we played for Rodney yesterday with Doug Peterson. It's like, you can only put them in the right spots. It's up to them. It's up to them to do it. You know, we raise limitations here. And that's frustrating. That's frustrating for myself, for a lot of fans,
well,
for everybody.
That's part of what makes this tricky is fans have been told and have agreed, and we have heard it from the moment, really the last, you know, 4 years. Oh, Browns, best roster ever. Best roster ever. We have the best roster. Best roster in Browns history. Man, we're loaded. We're loaded everywhere. No weaknesses. Look at cut day. Oh, my God, other teams want our players. And we finally have too many good players. And I think we got a little carried away with that stuff, but because fans remember saying all that stuff, well, it can't be the players. It's got to be the coaches got to coach better.
Yeah.
So we go into this season with this most expensive roster in the NFL, most talented Cleveland Browns roster in Cleveland Browns history. Watson's healthy at some point, you know, got to shake off the rust, but he's healthy. You got to win. You're going to get Nick Chubb back. You're going to get Njoku back.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. Let's go. This is your window. Your window is now. You've got guys in their prime.
Today is Nick Chubb day, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, he's back
Big
on
day.
The practice field, which
Big
is
day.
Which is enormous. It's going to be enormous for this
team.
Yeah,
it is. You get these guys back. It's but it again. If you don't have that from the very from the locker room, we are just going to find trouble. And again, I'm not going to continue to belabor it, but I can tell you guys right now, I'm going to be paying very close attention to everything that comes out of the locker room, everything that I hear. Everything that we see, because when you're 1-3, then you have to start to point fingers. Okay, well, if we're going to start point fingers, I'm not going to just point fingers and then go, okay, it's not that guy's fault, it's this guy's fault. So I don't want to speak to it, but I have to admit, when they're 1-2 and we're getting ready for the game this last Sunday, and I'm hearing about Rodney's the last one to speak to the defense. Well, Rodney plays, and then I hear Jameis Winston's the last person to speak to everybody, and it's go, well, he's a backup. So I need to find that leadership out of somebody there, because if we don't, who's that fall on? You find different coaches. You can find other guys there, but you're still going to have guys do it on the field. So that is a major concern. You notice something as well. Roger Goodell was on Good Morning Football, and he has been asked about the kickoff rule. He says tweaks may be already a-coming.
We always said this was going to be a work in progress. I guess if I had to grade it, I'd say it's an incomplete right now. Only in this sense. We wanted to bring back more returns, but we wanted to do it safely. We have more returns. I think we had an 85% increase in returns. That'll give us more data to find out, is it working? Are we seeing the safety level go back to the same safety levels we see at line of scrimmage plays? So far, that looks pretty good, but it's really early to tell, and there's really not enough data yet. I think it's going to come out where we brought the safety back into that play. And then I think we'll have to make a few changes on the kickoff that will, I think, lead to a lot more kickoff returns. I think.
Touchback.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving it up a little bit, maybe?
You could do the touchback and move it to 35. You know, I think that would be a game changer right away.
Yeah.
You've led a war on kicking. Audio again, courtesy of Good Morning Football. You've led a war on kicking. You just want to do away with the whole practice.
I think it's a waste of time. I think it's a waste of everybody's time. I think now they've tinkered with the rule. Not tinkered. They have completely changed the kickoff.
Bastardized, if you will?
Well, whatever
you want. Is that the word you want to use?
Whatever you want to call it, there has been, I think, a collective, who cares, so far with kickoffs. I don't think it's a play worth making sure you're in your seats to watch. He says 85% there's an increase. Well, yeah, because you were at an all-time low last year in returns, so even like two more returns would be like a 50% increase. So those numbers are completely
missed. Three more returns is still three more returns. Remember, we're scoring less touchdowns, we're scoring less points. How many chances do you have to kick off? I think that needs to be brought into question as well.
But that's what I mean. It's just has been, it's not been what they intended at all. They thought this was going to make that play so entertaining, and it just flat out hasn't been. I don't think anybody in my house. I went and got snacks during a kickoff. Like, it didn't matter. Like, what was the thing I was missing, and I didn't miss anything. So they've tried to mess with this in a big way. That's been a failure so far. He knows it. That's why they're already talking about moving it to the 35.
Well, I want to make it more punitive. I want the chances for more returns.
Which at that point, when are we giving away too much field position all because of this special teams play where you're messing with the game, the actual game of football? Because a kickoff is not normal football to me.
I think the 35, I mean, there's a reason they don't just kick it out of bounds on a kickoff, because you get the ball at the 40. I think at the 35, I mean, because I am surprised the Browns just elect to kick it out of the end zone as many times as they have, considering, you know, the defense, I think, is struggling a little bit here to find their footing. And we're just giving the other team the ball at the 30. And you could say it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter to the guy in the stands. It matters to them. You know, their whole thing is no easy yards, never an easy yard. Like, any chance you get, like, they'll always take the penalty. I'm going to get long on this, so stop me. Like, they'll always take a penalty because it's like, hey, I know he was going to the end zone and that's a horse collar. It's still one more chance to defend. You have no idea what's going to happen on the next play, so it's another chance to defend. And I'm like, I cannot believe, and it's not just the Browns. There's a lot of teams, obviously, where they just throw up their hands and go, fine, we'll give you the ball at the 30. Okay, well, what's the difference? The difference, I think it is, and I thought there'd be a lot more touchdowns. I thought there'd be a lot more returns. But I did bring this up to you in the preseason. They're better football players. So they're going to be better defenders and better returning teams and better kickoff teams than what we have seen in the XFL. Those are special teamers in the XFL. They're good football players. They're not the NFL. So you're going to have, because guys are better and they know their assignments better, they can focus better, you're going to have better coverage on those kickoffs. I don't think to just throw the baby out with the bathwater and get rid of kickoffs altogether. Now, I know that this is a drum you've been beating for a long time. I still think that if you get the ball to the 35, you can still have a return, because the whole name of the game is supposed to be entertainment. And play, obviously, can be very entertaining. So I still believe in a kickoff.
I think, but haven't we seen that it isn't entertaining? We've tried it two different ways, and fans are kind of like, yeah, you're still not really delivering on the entertainment.
So you're not entertained at all?
If the Browns don't get that illegal formation penalty, I don't remember which game it was, they had a kickoff, and they recovered the ball, right, on a fumble.
Yeah.
I think we're feeling differently in Cleveland this morning.
So because of, like, one team fumbling the ball, like, that's the type of entertainment you're looking for? Because, yeah, I mean, that
– yeah.
Okay, well –
Chances for something crazy to happen.
It changes the outcome of the game.
I told you before, I think football is supposed to be, it's my ball, not your ball. That's my ball, not your ball.
Which I think is pretty archaic.
Not like, hey, you get the ball two times in a row. That was my issue with onside kicks in the past, that I never wanted to make onside kicks easier.
I wonder if you're down with the forward pass at times, if you have that type of thinking, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
I just think that thinking of not kicking and not having any chance to.
I just like we're all collectively agreeing that it hasn't really moved the needle. So let's just
wait. It hasn't moved the needle.
Stop wasting our time.
Like, that's not a waste of time.
Let's just get going and let's play football. I mean, I think
that is football. Kickoff is part of football. It's been that way our entire lives. Yes.
Is it?
So we're just going to give the ball
up?
It's
a play that people are like going and getting their beer and they're getting their hot dogs. Like,
well, they got to get their beer and hot dogs at some other point. So if I say, well, I got to get rid of the play where they get their beer and hot dogs. All right, 4th and 20. Well, are we just not going to play 4th and 20 anymore in moments? Well, we'll punt it away. Well, we can't do punts because that's a chance to get their beer and their hot dogs. So what am I taking out of the game so they have time to get their beer and their hot dogs?
I'm just still waiting
for... Maybe get more beer and more hot dogs so you don't have to get up.
I'm still waiting for somebody to step up and show me where this awesome kickoff has just transcended the game of football.
Well, I can. It hasn't transcended.
Why do we have to fight so hard to keep the kickoff? They're all saying it's the most dangerous play, one of the most dangerous plays in sports. So
if we want to act like
we care about the health and safety of the player.
Well, they care about the litigation from the player.
Do fans care?
No.
Well, at least unless
something bad happens, but they don't care. That's why they go to the games. It's entertainment. And this form of kicking, as the commissioner just told you, what the commissioner says now, what we actually find out by the end of the year, trust me, I'm not that silly. But according to him, according to Goodell, not that I believe everything he says, they say it's safer. And they say it's just as safe now, or they feel through the data they got so far, it's just as safe as every down play.
It's totally safe right now because no one's doing anything.
But they said on the kick. So you know what's even safer? That they have.
You know what's even safer?
Not kicking off.
Getting
obviously.
Getting rid of the kickoff.
So like, what am I going to replace the kickoff with?
Nothing. Just other team has the ball to
wait,
25.
Wait, so now I'm going to miss offensive plays to get my beer and hot dogs?
No, I think you'll just stay in your seats and watch football because that's what we want to do.
So then you can stay in your seats. What am I going to do when I have to go to the bathroom?
Everybody, you could see everybody's agreeing because they're the ones going and getting their stuff during the play.
I disagree. It's not everybody. Two-thirds of the room disagrees with you. Mitch is probably not paying attention, picking out different Tigers hats.
That people are locked in their seat on kickoffs? Because they're clearly not.
Oh, I'm locked in my seat during kickoffs.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think it's when you go get beer.
Hell yeah. No, I go to the bathroom right next to my office during commercial breaks.
What a setup.
Thank you very much. Thanks to Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Boom. How do you like that? Fine. Do you agree with Anthony?
Because what
we need to get rid of kickoffs.
Because what they're going to do is they're just going to keep moving the field position until teams actually kick it off. And then I'll ask the question that I've always worried about is, are you gimmicking up the game of football too much just to make this play entertaining? And then it's not really football.
Well, it's still football. They're still making a football play. All right, 216-474-0092. Do you agree with Anthony that we should just get rid of kickoffs? Roger Goodell saying that while it's better, but that we still need to tweak it, and Lyman's dire to the tweaks, he wants to get rid of it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.